Well, here we are at a special edition of our Getting to Know series. We have the new managers confirmed for the new promoted teams to Tier 2, and joining me now is one of those managers, Darren Garmey. It's great for me to have this, actually, because it's a local team to me, a local manager to me, and yeah, obviously being from Holyhead, Darren's the manager of Holyhead Hotspur. Thanks for joining us, mate. How's everything going?
Good, yeah, it's going good. Now we're finally able to get going. We started last week, but once we got everything sorted with the COVID, you know, the regulations, you know, the checks and the guidelines, we all got sorted. So we were able to start testing the lads' fitness on Thursday. And it was quite good, to be fair. A lot of them have been doing really well. Some of the scores were better than others, as you'd expect, but it's a lot of hard work to go.
And it's been obviously an odd time for everyone, a difficult time for a lot of people as well. Have you been able to enjoy and celebrate the success you've had last season in getting back to where you feel like the club belongs, or have you not had that chance yet?
No, not yet. Not really. It's a bit strange, really, because we got confirmed champions on, I think it was a midweek or Tuesday or Wednesday, I think, middle of June, based on the points per game, which is good. So, you know, we were relieved of that. And then, but we still haven't been confirmed promotion. So it was kind of reserved. So we were waiting for the next one. And then when that came then, it kind of sunk in, but still, it's not the same. It wasn't the same feeling, you know. But we'll get a chance. You know, we're still not end of season presentation yet. I know a lot of clubs have done them online and things like that, which is okay. But we've got something to celebrate. So we want to, you know, wait until it's possible to do it properly.
No, absolutely. And I mean, for a club like Holyhead, you know, I guess you expect by now to be in Tier 2, don't you? So was last year a difficult challenge for you, having that pressure of sort of expectation that you sort of had to get back to that level? Or how did you manage that?
Yeah, there was obviously going to be expectation because we'd been in Tier 2 so long. I think I read an article yesterday. We'd been in Tier 2 19 seasons out of our 30 years since the club was started, which is quite good. There was pressure because everybody expected us to go back up. And obviously we had Denby, who were at the same level as us. But we put pressure on ourselves, really, because we wanted to change so much after the season we came down. There was so many things that were wrong and that needed addressing. We changed a lot of things. So most of the pressure was on ourselves to do things correct, and not just the team, the club, the committee, everything, the whole club was perfect that season, to be fair.
What sort of things have you been, you know, you mentioned there, you know, you needed to change this and that. I mean, I don't want you to go into too much detail, perhaps, but what sort of things did you have to tweak and change?
I think the season we went down, we didn't have the quality we got now. That's all the quality we had last season, that's for sure. Another thing is we weren't very adaptable in the way that we couldn't play too many We couldn't play too many different shapes, formations and things like that. So we were quite predictable. We just hit a wall, really. I think we hit a brick wall. You know, we'd struggled. We'd been mid-table for the last two or three seasons, a bit lower then. And I think, in a way, the relegation, it was a blessing in a way. It gave us a chance to regroup, to galvanise the squad, to galvanise the club, really. And I think, you know, the momentum we got now and the confidence is going to, you know, it'll serve us well going up.
And obviously, I know yourself, I know a few of the players there, you're an ambitious group of people. But how difficult is it to sort of have that ambition in what's quite a, I don't know how many clubs there are on the island, but you're all competing for quite the same pool of players, really, aren't you? You know, so how difficult is it to sort of set yourself apart and match those ambitions that you have?
Yeah, it's tough. Bringing in players is one of the hardest things, I think, to be honest. And especially with us, we try and keep it as local as we can. So whether it be Holyhead or just the island or Bangor, that area. So, and that is local, really, for Tier 2. It's really tough competing with other teams on the island for players as well. You know, there's so many clubs. You've got Llangefni now. And even you go off the island, you were competing with Conwy, East London, knows all these teams, all for the same kind of pool of players. But we just try and pull in the best players we can off the island. That's what we're looking to do. And I think, you know, that's what we've done it, you know, this season already.
No, absolutely. And I mean, one of the other challenges, maybe people that don't live here won't understand, is that a lot of the players or a lot of the people on the island, whatever level they're at, they're home birds, aren't they? They like playing Bedead, or they like playing Chem Ice, mm-hmm. or they like playing someone on the island. The minute you say, right, let's go to Wrexham for a game, like, oh, I'm not sure about that. So it's tough, isn't it, to sort of get players to make that commitment?
Yeah, that's it. It's definitely, you have to have, when you're going for the players, they have to be ambitious players as well. You know, travelling shouldn't faze them. When you're playing at Tier 2, travelling, you know, it's just the norm, isn't it? But when you try and sign a player from the league below or the league below that, the travelling obviously then becomes a big issue because they've never done it. We are at the very end of the line as well. So if we were to go from the island or whatever, players would have to pass your all the teams, your Bangor, Conway, Llandudno, Llangefni, they've got to pass all them to come to us. So it is a challenge, yeah, definitely.
And you mentioned Llangefni a couple of times there. I mean, we've got a derby to look forward to next year now. I see the smile on your face there. It won't come through on the podcast. But how excited are you about that?
Yeah, can't wait. It'll be good. It's been a long time since we've played Llangefni in a league match. And I remember coming back from when I was playing. It was really good. Big occasions, yeah. I know Chris well, obviously. They've done really well. They've done well to stay up last year in what is a tough league. You know, we know it just as much as anybody. They did, you know, they did well with the squad they had. But yeah, it's one we're definitely looking forward to.
No, absolutely. And I mean, obviously the transfer window isn't officially open yet, but you've got a couple of big names in Kai and Mel who have already said, you know, they will be signing for you when they're allowed to. How have you managed to sort of bring in that calibre of player? I mean, Mel's a local legend, isn't he? And Kai is probably one of the premier young players, if not in the league, then certainly in the local area. You know, he's a very good player. What have you said to convince them to come on board?
I think Melvin was always going to come back, to be fair. He's played for Holyhead most of his career. You know, he had his reasons for moving last year. And, you know, to have him back is a big boost because he's proven, you know, this at this level. Kai was somebody that we've been after for quite a while. He's such a good player, such a good lad. Like you say, one of the best young players in the league, without a doubt. So versatile, can play defence, midfield. And that is, I think that signing him was a big statement. And I think, you know, around this area, I think it was a really, really, you know, a good signing for us, definitely.
And obviously, you'll still have business to do. I'm not asking you to name anyone that you might be looking at, but bringing in people like Mel and people like Kai signals to people, doesn't it, that you are ambitious and you are serious about taking the team to the next level in the coming year?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we know what we were lacking last time. We identified the players we signed. We've also signed Leon Doran as well from Llanrwst, which is a little bit further than we usually go, but he's a really good player. Did really well against us last year. And like I say, he was another one really keen to step up. He wants to test himself in the higher league. You know, so a really good thing. That's just what you want to hear, to be fair.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, I think we'll do well.
And you look at the league in general, I think, you know, the Welsh Premier or the Cymru Premier is very, very tough. But Tier 2 in both, you know, in the north and the south is ridiculous competition. I mean, I know you've kept an eye on the league even though you weren't in there last year, sort of thing. Who did you look at and think, you know, they're a good team? Or is there anyone in particular that you've looked at and thought you were impressed by them?
Yeah, well, we played Colwyn Bay last year in the pre-season. They were really good. I, you know, got to watch a couple of their games as well. Everything about them, the players, management, the club, they're just, you know, quality club. I think they're going to do really well. Obviously, Prestatyn, Airbus are back. I always had a lot of respect when we were in the league last time for the likes of Gresford, Gilsfield, really good sides, you know, Ruthin. Because there's, you know, there's change at Penancourt, there's going to be change at Ruthin, Conway. So it's going to be a lot of transition going on. So it'd be a good chance for us to come in and make a mark.
It's very tough on the island, like we said previously, because of the amount of clubs and the, you know, spread to the pool of players thing. I guess I mean to those who know what the island games are, I've always said, you know, if we had that island games team from last year in Welsh football, I think they'd do well. They might even be a premier team. You know, there's a very good squad. Yeah. Do you think that, you know, in the near future, we might see the likes of yourself or Llangefni or any club from the island challenging to get back into the Premier level? Or do you think that's a bit too far away at the moment?
At the moment, I think it's, sadly, it is a bit too far away. I think there's a lot of investment needed. You know, both of us and Llangefni are, compared to the other teams, our finances, budgets are quite modest, which it is what it is, you know, anything like that. That's where we are geographically, whatever, you know, there isn't the money here that there is down the line. Unless there's a big backing from a big company or business or whatever like that, I just can't see it at the moment.
So with that in mind then, I mean, what can your ambitions be? I mean, obviously for next year is to stay up, but in future years, I mean, what are the ambitions for the club?
Yeah, so, well, the last time we're in tier two. By improve, I don't just mean just staying up. That's it. That's not it. You know, with the players we're looking to bring in, we want to be getting into the top six, seven in the league. That is the aim. Long term, it's to sustain it. We bring in local players, bring through our local players. We've got a really good development team at the moment with some really good players who are maybe a little bit off at the moment, but are going to be really, really good. And that, you know, that's the aim. And, you know, to grow the club.
And for people who obviously aren't from our area, I mean, there's a couple of clubs in Holyhead. I mean, obviously, I'm not putting one above the other here. But what does football mean to the area? You know, it's how big is football to Holyhead?
It's massive. It always has been. Like you say, there's always, you know, back when Holyhead Hotspur formed, all the clubs amalgamated, so we only had one, which was good, and it brought everybody together. But people, there's a passion for football, so before you know it, there's another club popping up and another one, and it'll always happen. You know, there'll always be clubs. People love it. You just have to see through this, through the COVID, through the lockdown, you know, with everything going on, people about football was by, you know, no any of the most important thing that was going on, but it's what people, you know, that's the passion around here, isn't it? Same with, you know, most places, there's a big hunger for football around here, which is good.
No, absolutely. And I mean, finally, I don't know if many of the fans will have heard from you over the last few months. I'm sure they'll have stopped you in the shops or whatever. But for those who haven't seen you, I mean, have you got a message for the fans and the supporters and over for the coming season?
Yes, we're looking forward to getting everybody back, getting the supporters back through the gate when we're able to. And we're looking forward to have their support again because they were fantastic last year. They really pushed us on some of the home and the away games last year. And give us that for them too again next year. And like I say, we're looking forward to giving everything for them again.
Oh, well, brilliant. Look, it goes without saying, as on a personal level, I'm pleased for you. Best wishes for next season. Obviously, your preparations are ongoing now. We don't know when next season will be yet, but I'm sure it'll be here before we know it. And I'm sure I'll see you at the ground at some point or somewhere along the line. And I just wish you all the best for it. But thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Jamie. Thank you very much.